Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Taylor Swift is coming to New Orleans, and Margaritaville Resort Biloxi and Super Talk are giving away a free pair of tickets. For your chance to win, go register now at Margaritaville Resort Biloxi and get your name in for the final drawing from Margaritaville and Super Talk 103.1.
This is Rebecca Turner, and thank you for listening to the Good Things Podcast here on Super Talk Mississippi.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
But I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
But I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your Radio Happy Hour. That's the Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. Now, don't forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app. And, of course, you can always find us, too, on that local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. And don't forget about watching us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Super Talk TV. And today, I want to talk to you about your bucket list, because I feel like we all got one. Some may be big, some may be small. Maybe you hadn't thought about it in a while. But we all have those things that we would like to go see, do, or experience before we kick the bucket. And I think that may be why it's called a bucket list. You know, Rhino, I've never really thought about why they call it a bucket
list. That's precisely why.
Is that precisely why they call it before you kick the bucket? I thought maybe it's just a list of things that you put into a bucket and then you pull out and say, let's do this today. And that would be great if you could afford or figure out how to do that. But I do feel like, especially now in our time when the world is so connected and you know about all the cool things to go do and see, like I can remember growing up with my granny, who would be well over 100 now, and the Geographic Channel to her was just like this amazing thing she would watch because she had read about things in encyclopedias or heard about things from friends who maybe visited. But now you got to like see the Amazon and see the, you know, the cool places around the world. And so for the next step, we all want to go. We want to go do, see, kind of feel. So let us know what your bucket list is or something on it. 601-879-4395. I'm also interested in those of you who had something on your bucket list and were able to accomplish it or cross it off. I think that's really cool too when you are intentional about doing those things. I know one that should be on your bucket list, Rhino, that you should be scratching off this year, or maybe it's next year. It's hard for me to keep up with the World Cup, but
it's 2 years from now.
2 years from now, I'd have to say, I would have to think, without thinking for you or speaking for you, I think I can to say that the attending a World Cup match would be on your bucket list.
Oh, yeah. And fairly certain that's something that is accomplishable in 2 years' time. But if not, that would definitely be one on the bucket list for a long time.
I think other sporting enthusiasts, you've got things Super Bowl or stuff like that.
Or they want to see Game 7 of a World Series, which that's a cool idea. I hope you're independently wealthy, though, because you can go to the World Series. That ticket's going to be pricey. A Game 7 ticket's going to be really pricey. But it's not often that World Series go to a Game 7.
What happens if you... Do you get refunded? Like, if it doesn't make it?
Oh, no.
So that is a gamble.
Yeah, you don't get a rain check.
So all those people who have bought... Do you get a discount, like, if you buy the first five?
Like, if you're a season ticket holder, you sometimes have an option to buy playoff tickets, and that will include up to, usually depends on the team, but it'll include up to the World Series, and then you got to get them.
Is baseball the only sport that has like a series to consider a winner? Maybe not the only sport?
No, basketball has series, and those series, if I'm not mistaken, have gotten bigger over time to where you used to have a 5-game series, and now you got 7-game series.
Gotcha.
For a big chunk of them.
Look how much in the know I'm not. So baseball, but okay, so soccer has matches, but there it's one and done. It's not like over two matches over a weekend or anything like
that. It depends on the tournament. Like the tournament, like the World Cup, It is group stage play where it's round robin, and then the winners of those groups and the people that scored high enough in those groups get to move on to a single elimination tournament where you lose and you go home. Kind of like the March Madness bracket.
Mm-hmm.
If once you're in the bracket in March Madness, you lose, you go home. It's single elimination. Whereas you have other tournaments in soccer, like the Champions League, where in order to keep it fair, because you have two club teams a lot of times playing from two totally different countries, you'll have what's called a home and away, where both teams will go to one team's place and play, and then they'll go to the other team's place and play and add the scores up as an aggregate. That way, you can't say one team had home field advantage or the other. You both got to play at home.
Gotcha. Good deal. Curt in Tupelo said, trying to visit all MLB baseball parks with my son before I kick the bucket. Okay, Curt, how many have y'all seen? Okay, I don't know how many there are, so you could tell me that. And then how many have you seen? Because I think that's really cool. I think it's neat when you share those with your family as well. I know some have bucket lists or goals, I guess you could call them too, of like going to certain national parks if that's something you like to enjoy or do with a family. I love this idea too, and I think Hey Dad's family's kind of on this, where their yearly trips, instead of just going to, you know, either Disney, the beach, or the mountains, which all three, really great. And hey, you do what you want to do with your family. But I feel like they've been hitting up just different major cities and sort of trying to explore or do things out of that as being something a little bit different for families to do. I don't know if that's really a bucket list, but I guess kind of so. If you've got a list, I mean, it's your bucket, it's your list. I like the one of see all seven continents. Now there's crazy people who try to do that in a really short amount of time to make kind of, but I'm like, you know, you could. And those are expensive trips.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, but over...
That makes Game 7 of the World Series look like just going to the convenience store and getting a Coca-Cola and a pack of peanuts.
Right. But over the course, if you started young enough, like in your 20s or your 30s, you knew that's something you want to do, you could hit up to a decade.
You could knock out a couple.
You could knock out a couple, and then assuming you don't kick the bucket, because that's the gamble with this game. You never know when that is necessarily going to happen. Curt in Tupelo said 5 so far, and I think there's 32. He's 10 years old. Y'all got time, Curt, so just wear your seatbelt and, you know, don't smoke and drink too much, and hopefully you guys will make it to the end. Jeff in Pontotoc said, not only is a World Cup match a bucket list item for me, attending a World Cup match with Rhino would be the best. I just really feel like I'm not pro GoFundMes, but we should make it happen. We should figure out a way. I think we should bring good things. We have 2 years to figure out how to bring, forget sports talk. They don't need to be there. How to bring good things from the World Cup. I don't know who to call for strings to pull, but if you're listening, World Cup leaders, then...
It would be a trip. We'd have to go to either Texas or Atlanta.
I'm down for either. So there you go.
And I realize I said a state and a city, but I think there's two different cities in Texas that get World Cup matches. I could be wrong. I haven't looked at it because it's still 2 years off. My main focus now is just sticking back as much money as I can.
Yes, and making that happen. Okay, less expensive things, though, that usually are on people's bucket list.
Yeah, like learning a new craft or hobby or something.
Some of these are like parachuting, which, I mean, I know there's a little of cost associated with that, but not like a ton. Right. I mean, like you
That's a lot cheaper than getting into racing cars.
Mm-hmm. Go zip lining. I'll have to admit, that's terrible. You could start your zip lining or sort of quest with that here in Winona, Mississippi. The name of their zip line is escaping me. But there's only one of them. And I see you Googling over there. But you could start and sort of experience zip line. But I think some of this is like...
Old Mountain Outdoor
yes,
Adventure?
Those wonderful people. Very kind and accommodating. It's great take for the kids for the weekend. But if I'm thinking like more like zip lining in terms where you do it over those really huge places, scary things where it's like you can't see the end of the zip line.
Yeah, it's like 1,000 feet over a gorge.
And then, you know, you go through the clouds and stuff. Like usually, I mean, there are certain trips where you absolutely do that, but then sometimes they're the excursions off of like a cruise or something. I'm not saying I wouldn't. I would hope that I would have the courage to do it. I'm just also saying there's I don't know what kind of percent chance that I would totally chicken out if I couldn't see. Because then you also don't know that they made it. Like, I would send my husband first, and then if he made it to the other side and wave back, we're good. You know, if it holds him and it gets all the way across, I'm probably have a better chance. But if I can't see...
He gets over the other side and he's just standing there and he goes, I'm dead!
I don't hear anything. Nothing comes back in the echo. I need to wait for the Wi-Fi to pick up so I can, like, proof of life. I need to, because, you know, like, you just want to take my money and then you're going to send me down this mountain on a little rope and that's Jesus is on the other side. And I'm sure that's not, you know, hopefully you would be a little more excited. You know, I feel the same thing about, like, scuba diving. That's on a lot of people's bucket list of something to experience. I want to. I might would, but... It just, when you don't like small spaces, and I know the ocean's really big, but it starts to feel really small when the only thing you have to breathe out of is like...
A tube in your mouth.
Scuba diving.
Unless you've got the big, like, face covering mask where you're just breathing normally.
And that would, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So that one's not off my bucket list, but it's not in it either. I'm not really getting very far with my bucket list today, am I?
Well, these are all things that cost money, but I mean, everybody's got a piece of paper and a pencil. You could add learning to draw to your bucket list, mm-hmm. and that would just be literally the cost of a piece of paper and a pencil.
And a lot of time, well, and erasers. Yeah. But if you're looking to add some great events to your bucket list, we got a few of those for you that you can do this weekend, coming up next.
Rogers Dev Ship 3.
Making your afternoon just a little brighter. It's Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi. Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Something big's happening downtown.
Good things are going on.
Good things happening on main streets and downtowns across the Magnolia State. So today we get to highlight what's happening downtown this weekend. It is brought to you by the Mississippi Main Street Association. So don't forget, you can always go to msmainstreet.com/calendar to get more information on those upcoming events that you need to get out and see and do. And today we're going to hear from Felicia. She's got the Crystal Springs Taste of the Blues coming up this weekend, and it sounds fun and delicious. So hey, Felicia.
Hi, Rebecca.
So, am I right? Is it going to be fun and delicious?
It is.
So, tell us what's happening this weekend in Crystal Springs.
So, this is our fifth annual Taste of the Blues. It's going to be in downtown Crystal Springs from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. We got a lot of great food vendors. From 2 to 5, we're having a kid zone with a petting zoo. Hope she brings the llama out. bouncy house, face painting, and then we'll have a couple of state agencies there, WIC and the Office of Oral Health, to talk about healthy oral hygiene. And then the show will kick off with the band starting at 4 o'clock. We have Carrie Thomas, Human Subtropic, the Bailey Brothers, and our headliners this year is the Patrick Harkins Band.
So is that all on one big stage, Felicia, or are they kind of like scattered out, or is the music indoors? How's the music set up?
No, it's all on one big stage. The stage is set up in the middle of downtown.
And then is there a place where people can see what time everybody will be taking the stage?
Yes, they can go on our Facebook page. We have it posted there. And if you live in Crystal Springs and you subscribe to the Compile Monitor, they also have it listed in there.
So give us your best Mississippi directions for Crystal Springs. If someone's listening and was like, you know, I've heard of them. They're tomato capital of Mississippi. Tomopolis, I think as y'all affectionately call it. How would you say tell people to get there?
So if you are coming from north, you'll take 55 south. I think it's the exit 72 is the first Crystal Springs exit. We're really easy to find. And then, like, so if you're coming from the south, you'll do 55 north. And, well, I can't think of what the exit is coming from
okay.
The south. But, yes, it's really, we're very easy to find.
very easy to find, and I think an interesting way to get out and hear some good music in a different town. If you, you know, if you haven't spread your wings, it's all about Bucket List Day today, Felicia. So I feel like seeing our small towns and our main streets across Mississippi should be on everybody's bucket list. So if someone hasn't been to Crystal Springs, but they're thinking, hey, this may be a fun weekend to try it, what else would you encourage them to do or sort of see while they're there, or to make sort of a little bit of a weekend out of it?
So we have a little flea market called the Heirloom. It's really cool. They have, I think, like 30 or 40 little booths in there. We actually kind of help them get started. We host a monthly festival called Saturdays at the Shed, and a lot of the vendors that will come and sell items once a month, they ended up getting booth space in the Heirloom, so they're able to showcase their goods year-round. So stop by the Heirloom. The Wisteria Inn, which is an old historic inn that we have here, is actually for sale. So they're having an open house this weekend. So anybody interested in purchasing an inn, they can stop by there.
You never know. You might as well throw it out there, Felicia. You might have someone said, that's on my bucket list. I should own a bed and breakfast.
Exactly. So check that out. And then we have Chautauqua Park here. It's a beautiful park. I'm a little biased because I am the Parks and Recs director, so this is where my office is located. But as you know, we have a nice little walking trail. We have treetop trails. We have, I think, one of the only trails in Mississippi where it's actually in treetops. So it's a lot of fun things to do. We have a splash pad. We have a soccer field. We also just had a brand new skate park that was built last year. So it's just so many things to do in this small little town.
Miss Felicia, how many hats do you wear there in Crystal Springs?
A lot. Parks and Rec. I am Main Street. I am Keep Crystal Springs Beautiful. And I own a formal workshop with my mother. So.
Good Lord, girl. But you are the epitome of like what it takes to keep a you know, a small town running. And I think that just goes to show that supporting these events and coming out and, you know, when you guys work so hard to do this matters. It matters big time. So this weekend's going to be a big weekend. Sounds like there's plenty of things to do there in Crystal Springs, Felicia. So folks, is there a ticket needed? Just come Saturday?
No, free to the public. Mm-hmm.
So free to the public. And remind us one more time where we go and get that rundown of the music list, the food, all the things.
You can go on Main Street Crystal Springs Facebook page. It'll be there. And if you subscribe to the Kapaya Monitor, it was in this week's edition of the Monitor as well.
All righty, Miss Felicia. Well, best of luck this weekend and good hopes for beautiful weather.
Thank you. We need it.
I think we're going to have that. And if Crystal Springs isn't in your backyard, maybe you'd like to go over to Kosciuszko, maybe it's a little closer, for the Natchez Trace Festival. We got Miss Patty on to share a little bit more about this. This sounds like a whole lot of fun, Miss Patty.
Yes, we are looking forward to it. This is our 54th Natchez Trace Festival.
Wow!
And we got lots going on.
So that's got to be one of the longest running festivals in Mississippi, I would assume, Miss Patty.
Yes, ma'am. It's been here.
So what makes it such a staple there in Kosciuszko as well as just with folks all around? Because obviously folks are coming to it if it's been around for 54 years.
Yes, ma'am. It is a free festival. Now, our vendors pay, our food vendors and our arts and craft vendors, they pay if you enter the card store. We have Kozzy Cruisers that puts on our Gasoline Alley car show, and they have to charge a fee for that, but they give out nice trophies and such as that. But everybody just comes together. It's free admission. Now, if you come to the Moomba area, which is the kids' area, you have to pay to get a band to do that, for all the jumps and all the activities for the kids. Over in the Moomba area, it's a fenced-in area.
Mm-hmm.
That starts on Friday night at 5 o'clock. And we also have every one of our food vendors, and I think we have 16 food vendors, food trucks that will be here. That will also start at 5 o'clock. Then at 6 o'clock, we kick off with karaoke.
Oh, fun.
And we have nice prizes that we give for that. Now, you know, and that, we just put back in what we take in from people to enter. That's what we give back. So that is a lot of fun. We've had a great deal of interest in that. We've only done that. I think this is our fourth or fifth year to do karaoke. And then after that is over, between 9 and 9:30, we shut down the Moomba, and we have a huge, like a 25 to 28-minute fireworks show.
Wow. Oh, it's early in the year, too. It's not too hot, and it's perfect for fireworks.
Oh, yes. Of course, we have to have, you know, security and this, that, and the other, fire trucks. But it is great, and so many people, where we have it right off the square, just about everybody in town can see. Not everybody, but, you know, a lot of people. We have a group home. They just sit outside and watch it. They love it. We have a little village over here that we call it for older people. Not all older people, but for older people. We warn them it's going to happen. They get out, and they can see it. Of course, they don't get to get out and see stuff like that. So
yeah.
I think that is a huge attraction. We have a lot of people to drive just to watch fireworks.
Well, I think y'all are putting a lot of effort into it. It's not just a little 5-minute fireworks show. You're talking about
No. It's
20
it's
minutes.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yes, it is huge. And we think, is it going to end? Because by that time, we're very tired that night.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
And, yeah, and then on Saturday morning, we get up, and starting at 8 o'clock, we have our arts and crafts show, along with the Moomba and the food trucks. And this year we will have someone, which is at the junior high practice field, which is about maybe two blocks from here, that will be doing stable hot air balloon rides.
Oh, cool. And that's on a lot of people's bucket list, so that's something they could come out and do.
Yeah, that's simple. Now, it doesn't fly all over town, but he takes you straight up like 50 feet, and you come on down.
And you come on down.
But it's fun. It's something different. And like you said, it takes care of all ages because so many people do have that on their bucket list. But we have right now, we have, including our arts and craft, our Moomba, our used treasures, and our food vendors, we have about 120 vendors with all of that included together.
Miss Patty, where do we go to see the lineup and make our plans to head out to Kosciuszko this weekend for the Natchez Trace Festival?
You can stop here by the office, and we have some flyers, some little folder things that we give out. Or you can purchase a Star Herald anywhere. Go to starherald.net, I think it is, and you would see the lineup of everything that's going on, how it's going on. We have a large petting zoo as well.
Y'all got it all, Miss Patty, so I'm hoping y'all also have wonderful weather for the 54th annual Natchez Trace Festival. I appreciate your time. And as always, don't forget, you can go to msmainstreet.com/calendar and get more information on upcoming events in your area. But stick with us. We got more good for you coming up next.
Upbeat, positive, and stories that make you smile. This is Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. If you have taken time to download that Supertalk Mississippi app, which you should, you can stream us there anytime, anywhere. You can also find us on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. And don't forget, too, you can always watch us. We are on Supertalk TV. You can find that on your computer or your mobile device. You can find Sports Talk Mississippi Friday at the Double Decker. They are going to be there in Oxford for the Double Decker Festival. That's another thing that probably should be on your bucket list in terms of festivals here in Mississippi. Mississippi. It's one of the biggest events in North Mississippi, and you don't want to miss it. I saw a great article over at supertalk.fm that shares some of the happenings that will be going on at the Double Decker, and you've got Kingfish and Brittany Howard as headliners this upcoming weekend. So if that is something you're interested in, you can read more about that over at supertalk.fm. And if you're just hearing the word bucket list, it is National Bucket List Day, and I think it's always fun to talk about. Number one, we all have one, whether it's big and well thought out or put into motion, or it's just when you hear the word bucket list, things start to like bubble up to the top of what you would like to do or not do. I don't think it's something many of us who get stuck in the grind of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then bills to pay and kids to raise and all those things.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because I was just thinking, because I found this list of all kind of different bucket list ideas, and I'm looking at it and I'm going, this is a great way to remind yourself to count your blessings, because there are so many things that are suggestions to go on people's bucket lists that I've done, and I'm not 40 yet.
Well, you know, bragging is a form of bullying. But too, I guess, you know, there are some of us that have had the opportunity to do things that other people would have on their bucket list, I think is what you're trying to say, and not to take those things for granted. But then also just to have that moment of like, what would I like to do with some free time or free cash? Or is there something on my bucket list that I would like to sort of accomplish or do? I know we were talking about, for you, going to the World Cup along with our friend Jeff, but someone mentioned the Stanley Cup is the hardest playoff series to get through, or maybe two, and that, you know, would be, I don't know so many in Mississippi, if in that, in the hockey,
yeah,
Stanley Cup. Look at me, I am very proud of myself for knowing that. But I think a lot have like those type of like, well, the once in a lifetime opportunities are doing. Someone said skydive more time. I have 49
one
jumps
more time.
One more time, sorry, I have 49 jumps, I want to have 50, then I'm done with skydiving. I'm curious, like, will you make 50 more special? Like, is 50 like skydiving from somewhere, or is it just jumping out of a plane? Like, do you, like, what does one more time give you that the other 49 didn't, other than another opportunity to on the ground?
I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed the adrenaline rush of bungee jumping. I can only imagine skydiving would be even better. I don't know if I could, if I've done it that many times, I don't know if I could stop at 50.
Then it just becomes kind of like something that you like, the rush that you enjoy, like adrenaline sort of junkie. I bungee jumped one time, and I say that it was like a peewee bungee jump, but it was legitimately like a bungee jump. It was on the strip there in Tennessee, Gatlinburg, and it was for like small people, like not real small people. I mean, I was a teenager, and you held on to the thing. You weren't upside down, and then there was all the padding,
yeah, the
at
big
the bottom,
padded thing.
Yeah, so but you still jumped,
and you climb up like 20 flights of stairs.
Yes, and you still jumped and you bungeed, and it was like I almost didn't go off that. Like I just, and you see the videos of the people who tie the thing around their ankles and go off backwards on big bridges, and I just, what is wrong with you? Why is that on your bucket list? What is wrong with you to want to do that? But I'm sure it's thrilling, and it gives you a rush like you've never had before.
They said, I'm going to skydive in on the beach. Never done it. I've never done that. It should be interesting. Just hope I don't land too short and wind up in the water with that darn parachute on me.
Should be interesting. That would be, make sure you take a, what do you call that, sky cam?
You got to go all out. You got to get like a tarp and make a big target. Put it on the beach and try
scare
to land
people.
It.
Yeah.
Got to have a team with you.
Steve says climbing Mount Everest. That's not on my bucket list because I know I'll never do it.
That's another one of those where you got to be dang near independently wealthy to check that one off the list. That's a six-figure trip.
But I like the idea of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not one that, assuming I had the resources and the time, but you also have to prepare for that. Like, even if you've got the resources, and I think that's what some of those like more physical feats are. I saw on one of the bucket lists of things to put on your bucket list, it's like run the marathon. Well, we've got
bike down a volcano,
but like a marathon, whether it's the Blues Marathon or there's a Mississippi Gulf Coast Marathon that's getting really popular now. Mississippi's got some other ones. I mean, and there is an entry fee to that, usually $100 or less. But Like, you, nobody can take that away from you. It's not like your trust fund got you to the end, or, you know, it's you walked it, ran it. If you go from the start line to the finish line, then that's something you personally did. And there's a t-shirt and a beer and a medal to sort of prove it. And I think that's a lot of, like, those physical feats, scuba diving in really weird places. I know it's beautiful, but then also, like, the mountain climbing and all of that. It comes the rush of doing it, but then there's also that satisfaction of, like, you can't take that away from me. Because daddy's money's not going to get you to the top of Mount Everest unless it's just by plane. And then he drops you off. But you can't even do that. So, you know, he can get you set up for it, but you still got to walk it, you know, 1 foot sort of at a time. And so some of those are crazy feats to prove. I don't know what you're trying to prove, but you go for it if that's what you need to do. Like, I can't say too much. I mean, I've done my 2 marathons, but that's a marathon that is not like 100 miles or some of these other races where it's like...
It's not a marathon where when you get halfway through the marathon, you run the risk of dying and you've got to get to 2/3 of the way through the marathon before you're out of the danger zone.
Yes. Keith and Meridian, I have a close friend that is a commercial balloon pilot. Ballooning is amazing, and that's on a lot of folks' bucket list because it's just not where you can find it very often. I know Canton has their balloon festival every year. Natchez has the light-up balloons that come throughout, I think it's the spring, or maybe it's in the summer season, maybe it's the fall, sometime during the year.
Don't they have one over the river, too?
She just mentioned, Miss Patty just mentioned there in Kosciuszko, I had the opportunity to take a ride at one in Canton, and the morning it woke up, the weather was unfavorable, so it did not work out to do that. But if I don't know if I would intentionally book that trip, but if it fell in my lap, I mean, I would pay for it, but if everything lined up that it sort of fell in my lap to have that opportunity, I would definitely take it. I don't know if I'm going to set myself up for it, but, like, I think I could do that.
A hot air balloon is an interesting experience because it's rare that you can get that high up and not have something between you and the view. A lot of times if you get that high up, you're going to have glass between mm-hmm. you and the view, sometimes multiple panes of glass, sometimes a wall with a hole like in an airplane where you're looking out the window at of the airplane. And, yeah, I can see the world through 9 inches of double-pane glass, whereas in a hot air balloon, it's 360 degrees. Wherever you want to look, you can see it all. It's right there. And it feels like you can reach out and touch it.
Part of that made me a little woozy. But I'm sure it's beautiful the right day to do that. I would have to look out and not down.
My problem with heights is if I ever look up. Like, if I lose, they say don't ever look down. I want to know where the ground is.
No, I don't want to know where the ground is.
Absolutely as long as I got the ground in my peripheral, I'm fine with any height you want to put me on.
Holy
but
guacamole.
The second I start looking up and I can no longer see the ground,
no.
That's when I start getting uncomfortable.
No. Totally opposite. I don't want to see the ground get further away. Woo! No.
Then maybe hot air ballooning is not for
And
you.
Then, like, when you look down. Well, I mean, but then I'm looking out. Like, I can look out and see that. I know it's so irrational that I could see that ground going further away. It's kind of like in a plane, you know, like you look out the window, of course you're in a plane, but it's like, oh, the ground's way over there. But if I am standing on a ledge and then look down, like that just feels very, like there's a violation of me and, like, you know, gravity.
On the ceasefire text line, Kurt in Tupelo chimes in with another great point about hot air balloons. Hot air balloons are quiet too. The only sound you're going to have is when they got the torch going to maintain loft. So it's just with the wind looking at the earth.
I could be talked into that one. I think I would do it at least once, you know, to be scared into never doing it again. But the Northern Lights really is on my bucket list. That is something, the Great Northern Lights, I would love to see. And I know I heard something where something may be changing and you may could see them in easier, better ways or something of some sort, something shifting.
Yeah, there's a solar maximum
that
could have more energy entering the atmosphere, which means the Northern Lights could be at a lower southern latitude, but it's still not getting close to Mississippi. You'd have to go to Lake Minnesota.
A girl could dream. Minnesota's easier than wherever they're at now.
Norway.
Yeah. All right, stick with us. We got more for you up next.
Rebecca Turner.
She's smart and pretty.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
Back to Good Things. Don't forget we are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. You can always find us on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station, but you can also watch us. We are on Supertalk TV. You can find us on your computer or your mobile device. I think this music is great for bucket lists because surfing would be on mine except for the wipeout. It's kind of scary, but I think
kind of just all part of it.
Yeah, it's kind of all part of it. And I think depending on my luck, though, I'd probably catch a really big wave. And then that's how it ends. Like, she went out for a bucket list and never came back. But I think if you're just in those beginning stages of learning something new, it's less likely that you're going to die by surfing. It's just if you accidentally were to get a really big wave and then stayed on. But when you watch the professionals, it is mind-boggling how they are able to maneuver. I know it's not a little board, it's a big board, but still it's a little piece of whatever out there in the great big ocean and how they are to manipulate. It's one of the most beautiful, I think, sports to see also. Something we don't have the opportunity to do too much here in Mississippi, but boogie boarding, I mean, you know, it takes a lot of skill to keep that board under you and not slipping and sliding and going everywhere. The best part, and that's coming up, you know, as we move into these warmer summer months and you head out to your favorite beach and whatever, is watching parents who have enjoyed the sun a little too much get out there and try their best to relive their boogie boarding glory days. You pick them out. Or, you know, they could just get out there and give their best effort and the right wave come by to say, I will humble you on this beach. I am going to take that.
That board. Wave said nope.
That wave said nope. I went surfing in Hawaii on my 21st birthday. It was great fun. That's really cool. Is there like another little, I don't call that a hobby. I mean, it's a sport. But it's a sport that you can learn to do without, like, you know, having to get in a league or whatever. I mean, it can be something that you go and like snorkeling. You can go and do that one time. You can take a surfing sort of lesson. I'm thinking like skateboarding, I think, would be something cool to try to learn in a safe sort of manner, but then also feels a little more dangerous than surfing because falling on the ground is not quite like falling in the water.
I'm no expert on skateboarding, but I would say if you're going to try that out, I would try with a longboard first.
But skiing,
because it's a little bit more just room for your feet.
So maybe not surfing in Mississippi, but like learning to ski or wakeboard, it's a lot harder than it looks.
Oh, yeah.
Never done it.
It will engage muscles you did not know you had.
Mm-hmm. And linger with you sort of forever. But yeah, I hope y'all have taken time to think about your bucket list today. It would be a lot of fun to rehash those and see if there's some you need to check off. But there's another delicious day I wanted to get to. It's Pigs in a Blanket Day. Love them, hate them. I love them.
I honestly have not had one in probably 2 decades.
Why?
Just haven't had the opportunity arise for me to eat pigs in a blanket.
Didn't share that in our pre-show meeting, or I would have baked you some up and brought them to you. Pigs in a blanket, in my mind, they are the little weenies.
Right.
And then you wrap it in the crescent roll. And some, like Mrs., and I may get this wrong, I think it's Mrs. Schubert's.
Unless you count kolaches from Shipley's, in which case I've had a bunch. But they're not, I don't consider those pigs in a blanket because they're fully enclosed in the bread. For a pig in a blanket, it needs to have little pig's head sticking out.
This is blasphemy. They say another version of pigs in a blanket includes cabbage rolls stuffed with beef filling. I'm not saying that's not delicious in its own right, but those are not the same thing. Like, on no planet are those two things even remotely, like, pig. I mean, that's not even pig. That's cow in a blanket.
It's like saying chocolate mousse is chocolate pudding.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
They're, no.
So Betty Crocker, we can thank her for the first printed use of the phrase pigs in the blanket back in 57. But I think kids just love them. Like, I think it's something that was just in your childhood. It's that easy thing to do for brunch or for a short meal, and it brings back incredible memories, and you have to eat them with mustard. You have to dip them in mustard. Which some of y'all just went, what?
Pretty but much like anything that goes with a hot dog goes with a pig in a blanket.
But really, a like the Lord's chicken nuggets, Chick-fil-A's little chicks.
Little chick mini things.
I know they're not the same, but they are. Like, it's a small...
It's a similar concept.
It's a very similar concept, except they're not baked in them. They're stuffed in them, but they're bite-sized, like meat and biscuity sort of things. Okay, I'm going to have to remedy the pigs in the blanket thing. It's been too long. We're going to have to fix that. All right, stick with us. You got more for you coming up next. You got the Boys with Sports Talk Mississippi from 3 to 6. Rhino and I'll meet you back here tomorrow at 2. But until then, I hope you all find time for the good things.
I can see good things for you tonight. Yeah, good things for you tonight. Yeah, good things for you tonight. Yeah, good things for you.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.